嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我和 Adam 呢要跟大家讲讲你的老板啊，你的 boss，不要开口闭口就叫他 boss。
There are times when that works, but most of the time it's just not the most appropriate word.
是的，那今天我们要教大家很多英语里面不同的形容老板啊、上司、上级的这个说法，从比较 formal、比较正式的，到很有意思的口语的，大家都可以学到。所以大家注意听，千万不要走神。那另外一个不走神的好方法呢，就是每期的节目，你除了听，还可以看配套的文字版本。这个文字版本就在我们的公众号"开言英语"，开放的开，语言的言。OK, Adam, 如果一个人直接叫他的 boss, boss, what kind of feel does it give?
Oh, it's kind of funny. Like, it can be funny.
你觉得比较搞笑?
Yeah, because usually, like, when, I'm not a boss, obviously, but when people call me boss, which, by the way, happens all the time, they're usually from the Middle East or from India. Yeah, just call me like, hey, boss.
我也发现好像在北美包括我以前在新加坡就是 印度人然后中东人就特别喜欢叫别人 boss、
right.
比如坐出租车然后那个司机、
oh, yes.
对吧你上去 boss where are you going、然后就各种各样的 exchange 然后都是 boss but in a work situation、我觉得直接叫 boss 也是听起来 doesn't sound very professional
right exactly
对那 speaking of being professional 讲到比较正式比较专业的、let's start with this set of words 好吗
Alright, well, we got manager.
Manager, 这个就是很 general 的,对吧?管理者。
Right, yeah. I mean, it could be just like, you know, your immediate manager,、like the person that kind of supervises you,、or it could be the manager of the regional manager.
对,但我觉得这个很重要也是不要当面叫他 Hi, manager.
Yeah, it's not going to be like manager Wong or manager Lee.
对，就这也是中文和英文一个区别吧，可能就是我觉得英文里面直接不太会称呼一个人 Hi CEO, Hi Boss 这样的、但是我觉得下面的这一个词是你讲到比如啊，我们公司的这些管理层或者我的老板的时候经常会用到的
Yeah, this is going to be management
Management,、大家听着可能会觉得它是 manager or to manage 的名词是吧？管理层、对，但经常用的时候就是what does the management think? You need to get management buy-in.
Yeah, in fact, we usually would use it without the.Like, what does management think? We need to get management to buy in.
OK, 可以这样说啊。好，那另外还有一个词呢，就是讲到应该是很 top level 的这种，不是 any manager.
Right, like Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, the executives.
The executives, 这个呢就是 CEO 里面的那个 E, right? Chief Executive Officer.
Right.
对，这个 executives.执行的人 which I always find funny 因为真的说到执行不是应该下面的人吗
Right, it's weird
Yeah, weird. 算是对 oxymoron 好那还有一个词呢这个也是讲到就是这一堆 chief 什么什么的 CEO, CFO, CMO、right? And they are your
The C-suite
The C-suite、So this is the letter C.
Right.
It stands for chief.
Chief.
总的什么什么，对吗？
Right, but the sweet here is not like, oh, Adam, you're so sweet.
不是那个糖，这个的拼法是 S-U-I-T-E.
Right, it's more like a room or an area or a level.
就你订酒店的时候不是高级的套房，那个就是一个 suite.
Oh, I don't know, I've never stayed in one.
对，所以 C-suite...其实也就是像 management 讲的就是这一群人是吧、
right.
All the chiefs、
right.
好接下来的这一些词呢我觉得就是比较亲近的时候可以用的比如你的 direct 这个直接的上级可能是你的 team leader 对不对然后我觉得讲的时候也是比较怎么说亲近比较人性化 or another word is、like what Adam said supervisor、
Well, there's one really important, they could be your boss, they don't have to be your boss, but it's a very important person that can kind of mentor you. And that's why this person is called a mentor.
哦、oh, 对国外很多公司都有现在国内也是啊有这个 mentoring system,、mm. 对不对辅导督导就是 when you're new to a company, 然后 you're assigned a mentor,、mm. 然后 they kind of take you under their wings, 然后就教你一些在这个公司包括你的 career development, 职业发展里面会对你有用的事情吧。
嗯、
mm. 嗯。好啊接下来我们要教大家的这一串呢我个人非常喜欢 because they're fun, colorful, just very colloquial, 非常口语的一些表达。
Yeah.
说到 boss 的第一个这个就是
I always think of the big cheese.
The big cheese.
Yeah.
就是那个芝士吗
Mm-hmm. The big one, the big one.
所以大老板可以说 the big cheese.
The big cheese.
当然不要当他的面说你在阿里工作不要当马云的面说 Oh, the big cheese is coming.
Right.
但可能同事之间开玩笑可以是吧
The big cheese, yeah. The big cheese is coming. Or the big cheese is here today.
Or 会员工也会叫那个老板 the suits.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the type of company. Usually the people that would talk about the management or the C-suite as suits would be like the artists.So if it was like a record label yeah. or a radio station.
这个 suits 就是西装对吧、mm-hmm. 然后他说这些老板因为通常管理层可能是穿西装的、
right.
但现在很多比如科技业啊或者是、mm-hmm. 像你说的那种创意产业也不一定是这样、啊、
Right, like I mean a writer or an actor or a comedian is not going to wear a suit.
嗯对所以他们就有点挖苦那个老板的意思说啊你们这些很 boring 的人都是 the suits
yes,
老板、
exactly.
是吧 Oh, and this next one 是我刚刚学到的 Adam 刚刚教我的这个表达是
It's really funny because I always use this one to talk about you in the comment section.
是吗？我怎么没看到过呢？
Probably you just looked at it and it didn't mean anything. It's moving on. But this is the powers that be.
The powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
就是那个 power.
Right.
That B-E.
B is just like exist.
Oh, 所以这里 powers 是一个名词、
right.
是吧 Like the bosses.
The bosses.
That B.
Right, or the authorities.
Ah, the powers that be.、Mm-hmm. 就是老板就是存在的我也没有办法。the powers that be.
Right.
Okay, 好那
I should say before we move on,、a lot of people also use this to talk about their wives.
Ah, 对
right.
老婆也是老板是不是
Right, so, you know, hey, can you come out tonight? Oh, I don't know. I have to talk to the powers that be first.
哦外国人也妻管严嘛。可以叫老婆 top brass 吗、
you could call her the big cheese, probably. Not the top brass.、
top brass 其实也是老板啊这种意思、mm-hmm. 但最以前好像是 military, 是吧部队里面会用就是军官什么的 top brass.
Because they have the most medals.
Medals 就是奖章啊。Mm-hmm.好那下面这一个呢不直接是老板的意思但我觉得非常形象也想跟大家分享就是 the movers and shakers.
Well, it could be the bosses, right?、but this could be in almost any industry or any walk of life.
Just, 就最有影响力的那群人。
Yes.
对因为 they move things and they shake things,、mm-hmm. right? So
right.
they're the movers and shakers.
Exactly.、
Head honcho is our next one.
Yeah, this one's kind of like big cheese.
对对对就是那种 casual 的程度和 big cheese 也差不多。
Right, yeah, the head honcho.
Honcho 不是英语吧
It's Spanish.
Yeah,
Mexican Spanish.
就是墨西哥西班牙语里面老板的意思、mm. The head honcho.Okay, in any case, there are people calling the shots, there are people in charge.
Yes.
Right?、Mm. 所以这两个表达方式也可以用。好今天最后我们再来看一组动词好啦说到老板 ,what do they do? What actions do they take?
Good question. Been asking myself that my whole life.
My answer for you is I manage.
Oh,
I try to.
Right, yeah, it's hard to manage the madhouse for sure. Manage, of course, very common boss-related verb.
To manage things. 我觉得这些动词就是在如果你是一个老板或者管理层的你在介绍自己的时候 what do you do? 你可以用比如 oh, I oversee the operations. I oversee、
yeah.
什么什么东西对吗这是另外一个词就是我监管这个都是我的 responsibility.
Right, exactly.、
Right?
I mean, you could also use the word lead here. I、mm. lead a team.、Mm. I lead...
product development.
The project, whatever. You lead something.、
Mm. Or I'm in charge of something.
Well, that's、
right?
just fun to be in charge.
You want to be in charge?
I've always wanted to be in charge.
Oh, But do you want to be responsible?
Nope, that's the problem. That is the problem.
对对对，因为其实我觉得做老板最主要的还是责任很大，就是对于自己的员工，对于自己的用户，就是都 yeah, you just gotta have that sense of responsibility and obligation.
Sure, and I mean any worker, you don't have to be the boss to be able to use this phrase, right? Mm. I am responsible for...blah, blah, blah. I am responsible for blah, blah, blah.
Adam is responsible for
recording. Nothing! Nothing!
Awesome podcast!
Oh, right, right, right.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿啊。从正式的到非常幽默口语的老板管理的表达方法，希望对大家有用。那我们很多开言的用户都是平时工作里面可能有外国的同事、外国老板、外国的下属、外国的客户，所以也希望我们不管是这个双语的节目还是会员课程库里相关的节目都会对大家非常有帮助。但是呢，除了职场英语，我们还有很多主题非常丰富的其他的课程，不管是日常生活还是美国文化、出国旅游。因为我觉得就是我们所有人的生活都是很立体的嘛，即使你要用很多 business English, you still need daily life English, food English,Cultural English, 所以希望大家在看言都会找到你有兴趣、你喜欢、inspire 你的内容。那你也可以先来试用一下我们的会员课程，只要到我们的微信公众号点开菜单就可以了。之后在公众号升级也有非常优惠的价格，学习一年只要618，你天天都可以学我们新发布的课程，还有历史上所有已经发布的1000多节课。Okay, thank you for your support, Head Honcho, Big Cheese. We'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.